going to just go to Joey Shea's closing remarks. Joey.
I would first like to thank all of our speakers for their time and talk, and also to our organizing committee who worked tirelessly to put this conference together. This day was intended to provide an open and inclusive forum for all to discuss and learn about the history of asbestos. The issue is complex, as we have seen here today, and speaks to a plethora of overarching issues, the magnitude of which is so large that cannot possibly be all addressed in a single day. However, it was our intention to provide the opportunity for all to speak to this subject, in the hope that such discussion can help us move forward as a community. As you've seen, asbestos has affected the McGill community in unquantifiable ways, from the enormous challenges it now presents as we undergo a period of enormous infrastructure redevelopment, to the complexities of past research, which find new meaning as they are renegotiated and debated within the contemporary context. Furthermore, the subject highlights the importance for all universities to remain vigilant in the safeguarding of their academic and research integrity. It is our hope that this conference was an example of just that, an interdisciplinary, multidisciplinary approach for the examination of a contentious subject. What was learned today will be the basis to positively inform all future discussion on this topic. Thanks.
That's a wrap. Thank you very much, everybody. Go and enjoy the last 15 minutes of sunshine in Montreal.
Yeah, really. That was good.